Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. And Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings. But it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's often about that. It's almost always about that. Mm. Today, it's about we sort of discover something about peninsulas that I think is really key. Grant struggles with the internet. Allie yawns in my face.
It's sort of all totally classic, and we can't believe you're here. And we love you so much.
Hey, if you were in youth groups, high school youth groups,
trigger warning.
In 2008 to about 2012, anywhere through the Midwest of these great United States, and maybe it happened in other countries too. If you were in youth groups during that time, absolute trigger warning around the 13-minute mark, if I had to guess.
100%.
Maybe 14-minute mark.
We're so sorry, and we're with you. We stand with you.
I say it again at the end of the episode, but I'm re-releasing
my
special.
And by the way, this is... Oh, go ahead.
Bruh. Re-releasing my special February 25th. It's coming out on a new YouTube page of mine. We wanted to make it easier for people to see, so we're putting it out. It's absolutely free, easy to see. Go watch it. Please subscribe to that channel. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm doing other projects over there.
Hit it, Grant.
Mom said.
My throat's feeling tight.
I don't want to be anything other than what I've been trying to be lately. All I have to do is think of me and I have peace of mind. Kind of look around rooms and wondering. Oh, here we go. Tired of looking around rooms, wondering what I gotta do or who I'm supposed to be. I don't wanna be anything other than me.
He said, I don't wanna be anything other than what I've been trying to be lately.
Bro.
You know that, you know what? Actually, I'm back around to thinking that that's profound.
I don't want to be anything other than, yeah, I agree. I agree. Dude, when the reverb's on too much, it starts to feel like it's happening inside of me.
Oh, the room is spinning. My equilibrium's off. My ear fell off.
I don't want to be anything other than what I've been trying to be lately. And he says, here's my thesis. I don't want to be anything other than what I've been trying to be lately. And you as a listener go, and what is that? And he goes, let me tell you. All I have to do is think of me and I have peace of mind. He says, I got to think of me.
It's actually fine. You know what? I at first was making fun of it being like, he's saying nothing. And now I'm like, he's saying the only thing anyone can say.
No, totally. and think of me and I have peace of mind. This is where it locks in. I'm tired of looking around rooms wondering what I've got to do or who I'm supposed to be.
Yo, I stay looking around rooms wondering what I got to do and who I'm supposed to be.
You know what's fire is oftentimes in songs, they shorten it to post.
Who I'm supposed to be.
Man, not in this song, but this I feel like I hear it in other songs.
I don't know
and that's
much
my favorite.
About algebra.
Algebra. We're back on algebra. History. Anyway, I was going to do other subjects as Beyonce. Histy? Follow me on the bit.
Oh, like.
Don't leave me hanging on histy, bro. It's a thin, line.
In
algebra,
English.
Yeah, how? Because you have to
we're
say
not,
it.
We're not landing the joke.
You have to say it to make it more riffable.
Yeah,
algebra, history.
Try doing chemistry. She probably did chemistry at some point.
Algebra, history, chemistry.
Chemstra.
You know
guys.
What I mean? Anyway, that's Beyonce-fying. Hold on. We got to finish this chorus. I'm tired of looking around rooms wondering what I've got to do or who I'm supposed to be. Let me land the plane by saying, I don't want to be anything other than me.
For those of you who are not watching, I was just being the Rosie to Gabe's Sophia Grace.
No, totally.
In that he was saying words and I was acting them out.
And that's good. And that's good podcasting.
Thank you for that. Sophia Grace and Rosie, I see everywhere I go.
Are they, or like literally?
No, like I find a lot of dynamic duos are giving Sophia Grace
and Rosie. Oh, the spirit of them is everywhere.
Their spirit of them is so pervasive. Like, they are a capital T truth about the world.
Like, how you can feel the spirit of Christmas in the little things throughout the holiday season.
Exactly.
You feel the spirit of Sophia and Grace.
I will often see duos.
Sophia and Rosie?
Sophia Grace and Rosie.
Sophia Grace.
For those of you who don't remember.
It's two of them, or it's three of them? There's Sophia, Grace, and Rosie.
Sophia Grace.
Sophia Grace.
And her friend Rosie.
And Rosie.
Actually, her cousin Rosie.
Sophia Grace and Rosie.
And Sophia Grace has gone ahead and had a bunch of children at the ripe age of, like, very young.
Mormon?
No.
Christian?
British. Speaking of.
Oh, you know what? You know what? Those are the options for having kids early is Mormon,
Christian, or British. So she... So for those of you that don't remember, Ellen had these two little girls on her show when we were all but a twinkle in our parents' eyes. No, it was like when we were in like high school or whatever. And the one girl was like,
it was that era
this one
of
the one in the womb system. And there was one that was like so loud and like in your face and like totally popping the fuck off.
And that's the one who has babies?
Sophia Grace, yes. Yeah. And she's brunette and she loved Nicki Minaj, which
did not age well.
No worries. No worries. And then you know, Rosie.
Pretty much all you're describing Ellen from 15 years ago. None of that has aged gracefully.
None of this has aged gracefully.
Ellen has not aged gracefully. I don't mean physically.
You mean
socially.
You mean Sophia gracefully.
Sophia, she has not aged Sophia gracefully.
And Rosie has aged gracefully because Rosie was the blonde girl that stood behind Sophia Grace. And while Sophia Grace rapped, Rosie was like this.
And that's women supporting women, huh?
No, it was like such a gorgeous display of friendship and support. And they were a duo, but Rosie didn't really talk. And they both wore big pink tutus. They met Taylor Swift, the whole thing. Anyway, their spirit lives in all of us as we have our relationships and our friends. I identify really this is going to come as a surprise to no one, as really a Sophia Grace. Although I did just play the part of Rosie for you.
Well, and hey, look.
But we're typically Sophia Grace me, Rosie Gabe.
And here's the thing, though. But a beautiful friendship, a beautiful family dynamic is that sometimes you're needed. Sometimes you're needed as the Rosie. And sometimes you need to show up as a Sophia Grace.
Yeah.
You know, there's beauty and power in knowing what is required of you in that moment.
And what's appropriate.
And what's appropriate for the moment and making sure that you show up as the Sophia Grace or as the Rosie as is required for the moment.
Speaking of little...
By the way, Ellen liked one of my reels.
I saw that Ellen liked one of your reels.
And I was like...
Hey, girl.
Hey, are you still doing
Hello,
this?
Hello, girl. No, where are you, girl?
It was crazy. I posted it on my close friends because I wasn't trying to make it like a wow, but I also wasn't trying to be like...
But you were like, whoa.
I'm like, what the hell? Like from the official page, which I guess is still like her page?
I bet it was her.
Do you know what I mean?
I bet Ellen... You know what?
I bet it was Ellen herself.
You would have done numbers on Ellen in 2011.
Bro, I would be in same position I am. I was going to say, totally. I would have done.
Yeah.
What would we have done on Ellen 15 years ago?
Probably some Von Trapp shit. Okay, let me... On some Von Trapp shit.
I'm on my Von Trapp shit.
Wait, that should be the tagline for the podcast. Mom said pod on our Von Trapp shit.
No, for real.
Wait, Trapp shit's crazy. Okay.
On our Von Trapp shit.
Speaking of
Sophia.
Man,
I'm on my Von Trapp shit.
Oops, I did it again.
So long, farewell. Man, I'm on my Von Trapp shit. So long, farewell.
Man, I'm on my Von Trapp shit. Edelweiss.
Man, I'm on my Von Trapp shit. You are 16.
Does anyone think this is funny? Does anyone in the world think this is funny? Grant doesn't. I'll tell you that much. Oh my God, I'm
man,
like
I'm on my Von Trapp trip. How do you solve a problem like Marie?
I said in a meeting the other day.
The tiniest coffee, bro. The tiniest coffee. The tiniest
for
coffee.
For those of you not watching, Gabe is sipping the tiniest coffee that I just brought. I was late to the pod record, but I showed up with coffee. So everyone is a percentage less mad at me.
Okay.
Speaking of Sophia and Grace and Rosie, I need help with something, you guys.
Got you.
I
do you need Grant and I to solve it through the power of beautiful music?
Yes.
Okay.
I am getting on a flight to London, England in like 3 hours, Grant. 4 hours, 5 hours. It keeps getting delayed.
Great.
It's cold in London. Obviously, I have a London fog trench coat that's like perfect for London time and perfect vibe. I also have a cashmere floor length coat that's warmer than the trench, but I can't fit a sweater sleeve inside the sleeve of the cashmere coat. And so now which coat should I bring? Because I can't bring both. They're both huge. So please solve this through the power of beautiful music. I am genuinely, this is not a bit for the podcast. I genuinely don't know what to do.
You're going London?
London and then Paris.
And Paris. I think that you're not going to like my answer because it's a little more utilitarian than sexy. But I think you will be indoors a little bit more than you will be outdoors.
Oh, sure.
And you want to be servicing your indoor fits more than your outdoor fits, I think.
That's because a really good point.
Your trench coat will serve you for your transitional moments only. Yeah. And if it's cold and rainy as it is in London all the time, then you're going to want to have just something that is protecting your sexy fits. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Just get a cover amazing for points. Your sexy fits. Grant, do you have a thought? Buy a coat in London because you're rich. Whoa.
I forgot I was rich.
Buy a coat in London because you're rich. Oh, buy a coat in London. You could get to London and then figure out what kind of coat you need, and you could buy a coat in London because you're rich. Oh, that's so nice.
I can't believe I'm rich.
I can't believe you're rich either.
I can't believe I'm rich.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm rich.
And when we say rich, what do we mean when we say rich?
I have a full-time job.
Oh, okay, great. That honestly is rich. I hang out with a lot of artists.
A lot of people don't have full-time jobs.
I hang out with a lot of artists.
I know that when I spend the money that I got in my paycheck, I don't have to be afraid because another paycheck is coming.
For now.
For now.
For now.
Grant, what were you going to say about that?
Artificial intelligence.
That's a terrible way to look at it, but... Then I put my microphone down.
Hey,
I'm saying it. And no, that's growth.
I like it. No, we want contribute. I like when you contribute.
And that's growth.
I'm worried about the way the camera is up your legs.
Well,
you Gucci?
Oh, yeah, you can kind of see
you know
my
what I'm
legs.
Saying?
Just we all maybe, have legs, okay?
I would maybe have a pillow or something.
Can we do a
haiku?
An early Sterling Silver this week? Just to switch things
God,
up?
God, oh I would God. To do an
okay,
early
if
Sterling
this is
Silver.
Your first episode, Sterling Silver is what we call Grant's Journal. I don't know how those two things morphed into the same meaning, yeah. But Sterling Silver is a tiny little jingle that we sing before Grant tells us what he's written in his journal. I don't know why we're going to, but what happens if, are we going to do a Sterling Silver part two later if you write more in your journal?
Yeah.
Sure, we'll see.
Totally.
All right, great.
So Grant, what have you written in your
Sterling Silver Grant's Journal.
What have you written?
Grant's been journaling and he's been practicing journaling and so he wants to show us what he's been writing.
I want you to guess what this means. I said, I'm excited for the day both my big toe nails are... Let me back that up. I'm excited... I wrote it poorly in my journal, so I... Let me back that up.
Wait. I'm excited for the day both my big toe nails are... Let me back that up. It's crazy. Go.
I stumbled over my words.
The run-on sentence.
That ended with both my big toenails is crazy. Go.
I'm excited for the day both my big toenails are skinny.
Oh, I know what this means.
Me too.
I know what this means. Grant has...
Why did you start it with you, I'm excited for the day?
Because I am excited for the day.
Grant's excited for the day, and secondarily, which also feeds into the day's excitement, both his big toenails are skinny. He has...
Well, I can explain it.
You want to explain it?
Right now, there are four total sides on my big toenails, right?
Four on each, right? Or three on each. A toenail's a peninsula.
Okay.
A toenail's a peninsula.
Gabe's right. A toenail
discounting,
is a peninsula.
Bro, a toenail's a peninsula.
Discounting the tops of my toenails.
Okay.
On my left toenail, there's a left side and a right side. On my right toenail, there's a left side and a right side.
Okay, so sort of the Lake Michigan and Lake Erie of yes. your toenail.
On my left toenail, the right side is skinny. On my right toenail, the left side is skinny.
Okay.
And I have chronic, terrible ingrown toenails.
They grow wide instead of long.
But by the way,
and it really actually fucking sucks a lot.
Not spoiler alert. What do you say? But trigger warning.
Trigger warning.
Trigger warning.
We're talking about ingrown toenails.
For those adoids who also have ingrown toenails, you'll feel my pain. Literally.
I've had one once. It's horrible.
I get them all the time. I just had to extract one myself. Anyway.
Yuck.
They can put, when you do the little toenail surgery, which I usually just do by myself in my bathroom, they can put a little medicine in there so that the toenail doesn't grow back.
Uh-huh. I've watched like an animated short of this.
Yeah. And right now I have two sides that are skinny and I want all four skinny sides. So then I'm about to bust out at the beach with skinny big toenails. Pain free, but skinny big toenails. And I'm excited for that day.
Whatever it takes, bro. Whatever God. It takes.
Period.
I have something else, but I could save it for part two.
Yeah, save it for part two sure, because that's late, honestly. Okay.
So, I had other so, stuff sorry. I wanted to say, but I get, don't remember any
did you get the did you get the surgery already, or you're planning on having skinny toes?
I have the surgery on, if you're listening to what I said previously.
Whoa.
Two of four sides have been permanently surgically removed.
Okay, so the other two, when is that happening?
When I want it to happen, I guess.
Yeah.
And you're not going to do it yourself.
And are you...
Yeah, I can't.
You're obviously not going under, but
no.
Are you... Can you walk on it that day? Well, yeah. It just hurts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got it.
Ow. You mean post-surgery?
Yeah, post-surgery. Yeah.
No, it doesn't even hurt post-surgery. It's such a relief from the ingrown.
Yeah.
The pain is...
I had one on my thumb once. It really sucked. We have to move on. We have to move on from ingrown.
Okay, can you please write a haiku about either what jacket I'm bringing to London or an ingrown toenail?
Oh. A sock is jacket for toenail. A jacket is sock for your body.
I actually had like a moment of realization watching you do that, that we've gone too far. I was like,
we need to stop this podcast.
Wait, I'm an adult spending my time doing this. I'm a grown ass woman spending
dude,
my time.
Dude, I left
this.
The baby at home to come and do this
that's
shit.
Fucked up.
And I'm out here talking about
should we sing a song?
Toenail is
should
a peninsula.
Should we sing a song about the toenail being the peninsula?
We can. A toenail is a peninsula. It's got three sides and a side that's attached. A freckle is an island, 'cause it's surrounded entirely by skin.
Totally. A mouth is a black hole.
Yeah.
Because things enter it and never come back out.
Yeah. And
your eyes.
And that's a song I sing to my daughter every day to teach her about...
Your toenails are a peninsula, your freckles are an island, your mouth's a black hole, and your eyes are the windows to the soul. Honestly, imagine someone says that to you on a first date.
You'd be like, Shakespeare.
I'd be like...
They're well-read.
What are you up to later?
They're well-read.
This is a well-read man.
Yeah, someone says that, you're saying, are we kissing here or at my place?
There is actually, by the way, something so hot about being like, have you ever read blah, blah, blah? And the other person's like this. Oh, yeah.
Oh, for me, if someone says that, I go, oh, shit.
Fuck, I didn't read it.
Because I didn't actually read it.
I will give one of you $10 if you can spell peninsula.
Who wants to go first?
Because neither of us is likely
okay,
to.
Wait.
I'm actually less likely to spell
wait,
it.
Wait, let
right?
me.
No. Here.
Let me.
Have to look it up?
I don't know how to spell it.
How could anyone know how to spell it?
Al, whisper it into the mic and I'll be okay. Off mic. Allie's attempt is happening right now and then we'll switch.
Okay.
Wait,
this
why?
Is, this is our okay. attempt at
so
spelling
that I don't
peninsula.
Influence him. P I N E-N-S-U-L.
This is taking long.
Okay.
There's no way.
Did I do it right?
Are you done? Hello?
I'm done.
This is taking, it was, that was taking too long.
Did I do it right?
That was taking too long. Hold on. That was taking too long. Did you tell everyone I used to have headgear?
Grant still hasn't figured out.
Were you just telling secrets about me?
You told him.
I lost the internet, Gabe. Oh my God.
Grant still, I'll tell you how to spell it.
Hold on.
Wait. No, we can't look it up because it messes up our thing.
No, I know. He's on.
Just give me one moment.
Are you on? Are you on?
No, I'm not seeing yours anymore.
The hotspot? Oh my God. Two connections. Off.
This is whack, you guys.
Discoverable. There you go. Should be back.
This
Here we go.
This is whack, you guys.
No, I agree. This is whack.
Do you remember
how you spell
I
peninsula.
Even spelled it?
P-E-N.
Oh, I'm already off.
I-N.
I said P-I-N.
P-E-N-I-N-S-U-L-A. Peninsula.
I said P-I-N-E-N-S-U-L-A. No.
P-E-N. Peninsula. P-E-N-I-N.
Let's think about it. Let's think about it while he's taking genuinely four American years to look up how to spell
peninsula. Are you connected? I'm on.
Wait, play the piano. He'll figure it out.
I was right.
Ah!
Peninsula.
Okay, you owe Gabe $10 and you owe me.
You owe me $10. I forgot $10.
Sorry.
Wait, you said
P-E-N, no doubles. P-E-N-I-N-S-U-L-A. Peninsula.
Penisula?
No, P-E-N-I-N. Peninsula.
Penisula?
Penisula.
No, there's no way Penisula is getting you. God.
It's getting me because he's wrong. He's okay. Like, how do you spell peninsula? Well, Penisula. No.
We're so glad you guys listened to this. How's everybody's week? Is everybody's week better than... here's the thing I wanted to talk about.
I just came up with a beautiful melody.
Okay.
P-E-N-I-N-S-U-L-A. This would be the bridge to the toenail song. P-E-N-I-N-S-U-L-A. That's how you spell toenail.
It's kind of coming out spooky to me. Oh, never mind. I found it.
P-E-N-I-N-S-U-L-A. That's how you spell. You know what that reminds me of? When I was really little, my parents made this song to me. A-L-L-I-S-O-N. These little letters spell Allison. She's my little girl and I love her so much. A-L-L-I-S-O-N. And that's how I learned how to spell my name. Did you have one of those? No. Did you guys have those?
No. And that's why you are you and we are
well,
we.
Well, and then also there was this song about me like this. Allie baby lobster girl. Daddy thinks you are the worst.
That's not what it is.
On your head you have a curl.
Yeah.
Allie baby lobster girl.
Okay.
That's how it goes. And that was because I came out looking red, I guess.
Yeah, you were really red.
But anyway, I had parents that loved me.
Us too, but we didn't.
Not really.
We didn't
not
have
like
as
me.
Many theme songs. Hey, everybody's having an okay week. Everybody listening is having an okay week. I hope all is well. This episode comes out on, what day does this episode come out on? This
Next
comes,
week.
Wait. I know, but.
Do you want your
You know
update?
Who's having, what?
You were about to say something, but I wanted to know how your Valentine's Day went, but maybe you have a different update.
Oh, wait. My Valentine's Day went great.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Just speaking of the Lobster Girl song, can you love your kids too much?
No, actually, literally, science says no.
And then they turn out like this?
Totally.
Well, actually, we turn out like this for a different reason.
My mom, well, yeah. This
is not because mom and dad loved us so much.
This is a mixture of church, theater.
Audacity.
Sheer star power.
Sheer unadulterated star power. Talent. Hilarity.
Sex appeal. Hey, one summer where we did Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dream Code.
No, I actually truly think, had, I actually think truly we entered a wormhole.
And truly had the most personality ideology warping fun we've ever had, probably.
Straight up, best summer of my life.
No, actually, though, probably was. It actually probably was, honestly, because that age, you probably had, I think everyone had a version of the best summer of their life in high school.
Was anything good ever going to happen to, I look back at that and I'm embarrassed at the best summer of my life, but like, that's the happiest I ever was.
Of course, Grant, you weren't a theater kid, but did you have probably the best summer of your life in high school?
Well, the internet's favorite answer is summer 16. Summer 2016 was like the GOAT summer for everyone.
Well, we were wasn't in high school. At that time,
I know, but anyone who's in high school would argue for some reason that summer 16 has become like the internet's favorite summer of.
Was
of
that
all
your
time.
Best
but
summer?
You were in high school. Were you in high
that
school?
That was probably. That probably was because that was my junior year summer. Dude. So like going into senior year, it wasn't like between college, you know?
Yeah. There's something about the best one. There's something about like,
and I could drive at that point.
That's the, what I was going to say.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
Because
summer's,
the euphoria,
summer's when you're a kid, like a kid, you still don't have the autonomy of like, you're like, I want to go play at Andy's house. Shout out Andy Kaminsky. I should check on him. I haven't heard, talked to him in
Shout
years.
Out. He listens.
I hope kidding. He does. He hope he's well.
Definitely doesn't.
My old buddy. Anyway, you want to go to their house and you still have to be able to like skateboard or bike there. Or whatever.
Yeah.
But like high school, you're driving cars. You're driving cars. You're doing whatever you want. You have enough consciousness to be dangerous. Everyone's also a little bit having crushes on each other.
Oh my
there's
God. Everyone's
drama.
So horny. There's
it's
no.
It's like incredible.
There's drama.
Dude.
Everyone you know knows everyone you know, which is so fun. And you have no real actual responsibility,
no responsibility
for the summer between
See,
junior and
saying.
Senior year. Like,
yes.
It's just like you are an adult with no responsibility. And that
yes.
only happens for like 6 months of your life.
Yes, because that's really this. That's why it's the sweet spot. You're totally right. That's why it's the sweet spot is because to Grant's point, you can drive. You're a little bit of a person. You're an actual like capable human being.
Yeah.
And you're most of the time when you're a driving capable human being, you have responsibilities and a job and rent to pay. This is the sweet spot where you have all the autonomy, none of the responsibility, and you are vibing out.
Hell
we
yeah.
chose to use that time in our lives to do a production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Exactly. But that's who we were, and that's what it was, and we had a great time.
It was red
and yellow
and green.
Don't reverb us.
And
I can't.
Not to age you guys, but what year was this?
2009.
Oh my God.
Bro.
Before 10?
Before
no,
pre-10.
It wasn't
before
2009.
It was, yeah,
was
it was pre-10.
Oh, you're right. It was totally 2009.
2009, bro.
Was Slackline popping yet?
Yeah, it was popping.
No, I think that was on the cusp of Slackline.
Yeah. I feel like Slackline was post-10.
Yeah, you're right because my high school boyfriend that I started dating my sophomore year of high school was like Slackline King.
And that would have been 2010.
Wearing Toms on the slack line.
Bro, Toms?
Being the hottest
I was just going to say, were Toms popping yet?
Bro. Toms were the stinkiest things that ever happened to humanity. I said, Toms were the stinkiest things that we've ever had happen to humanity. We said, hey, we're doing charity.
Toms are the stinkiest things
we're doing charity, but
humanity.
It's really just stinkiness. We're doing charity, but it's really just stinky little hipster feet. Stinky little hipster feet.
Toms are the stinkiest things. Toms are the stinkiest things that ever happened to humanity.
Toms are the stinkiest things.
Toms are the stinkiest things to ever happen to me.
Truly so stinky. Every youth group, every fucking ultimate frisbee hangout, stinky Toms, bro. You'd go over to some Christian kid's house in 2010 and you'd step in that door
and
you'd see Toms. Dude, Toms behind the door.
Toms.
You'd walk
them
in.
Toms greet you before you open the door.
Them
Toms
hit you like the Holy Spirit, bro. You know people are in there
them
worshiping.
Them Toms throwing flames
you know,
from the front door.
You know there's boys in there talking purity.
Yeah.
You know they are living it out with their Tom shoes.
Yeah.
They got their Moleskine journals.
With them feet rank.
And their YouVersion Bible on their iPhone 4.
Ooh, I just got to chill. Ooh. You know those videos? Whoa. You know those videos on TikTok that are like nostalgia Christmas 2002? Uh-huh. Your description just now had me like, oh my God. Yeah. Oh you my God. I just time traveled for real.
YouVersion was the first Bible app. Did you ever have YouVersion, bro? Too cool.
You were
too cool. He's too fucking cool.
No, I probably did.
Anyway, sorry. Go ahead. So sorry.
I was just going to say, that was like...
Oh, what we didn't throw into the mix. Nalgene.
Yeah.
What we didn't throw into the mix.
Also, by the way...
Fucking microplastic.
Microplastic, yes. BPA, ass.
Yeah. And by the way, Nalgene, also rank as fuck.
Totally, bro. Yeah. Nobody's washing them
things. You're catching a whiff of that as you're sipping the water.
You're letting it sit in the sun in your Scion XB. Just absolutely roasted.
And I, as a high school girl, was falling in love with these men.
And their mouths... full of Nalgene, bro. Nalgene-ass mouths.
Oh my God. If I stay alone for the rest of my life, I won't be upset. You want to know why? Because I'm never going to kiss a Nalgene-ass mouth with some rank Toms wearing feet ever again.
Were you
and light to those boys, by the way. Yeah. Good boys. Excellent dudes.
Grant has things to say. Go ahead.
This was also peak Slurpee.
Yes.
And 99 cents Slurpee for the peak,
99.
Peak Starbucks Frappuccino.
That didn't hit me, but yes. Actually, I mean, Frappuccino was a little pre-Slurpee. I feel like Frappuccino hit in the...
Those were so popular like 15 years ago.
Can I please get a mocha? Can I please get a grande mocha chip Frappuccino?
Yeah.
Lauren used to work at my wife for everyone knows. You guys in the room know, but the listener, my wife used to work at a ice cream shop during the summers in between high school and college. Mm-hmm. And she said... She was one of the summers she worked there. They started doing like a Frappuccino, but it was like whole milk and ice cream and the whole thing.
Yeah.
And she said there was some guy who would come in and every morning order an extra large whole milk Frappuccino on his way to work.
Bless that. God, may you be with that man today.
Absolutely.
Wherever he is.
That man's arteries.
Dead or alive.
Well, I have a guess.
I have a guess too. And you're not gonna like it.
And you're not gonna freaking like it.
I worked at Starbucks for 3 months while I was in college.
I worked at Starbucks for 1 month while I was in LA.
Oh my God, twins.
Cheers.
Cheers. I remember there was a woman that came through the drive-thru every day that did a venti pumpkin spice iced latte with like white mocha or whatever. It had like 15 pumps of shit with whole milk. And I remember being like,
this is like 4 candy bars.
And it stressed me out.
Yeah.
It stressed me out because I was like, I hope that whatever you're going through.
No, but there's
and
like
it sounds like I'm making a joke, but genuinely, I'm like, I hope whatever you're going through, like you have people with you.
Yeah.
Because this is a big, significant cry for help. Not to get dark with it. When I get a large Diet Coke from McDonald's, just know I'm not doing okay.
When I pull over and get a snack wrap from the Arches, I'm not doing okay.
Check on your friends. Check on your friends.
Check
who
on
have
your friends.
In
their
cup
holders. Check on your friends who have too many bags in the passenger seat of their car.
Check on your friends.
Check on your friends.
Check on your friends.
Check on your friends.
Check on your friends. Wait, that was supposed to be comedy, but it wasn't. Sorry for being serious for a second.
Comedy's in the eye of the beholder.
Do Grant, check on your friends.
Grant, please, the reverb. Grant, please. I feel the world starting to close in on me. I'll talk about what I wanted to say.
Okay, go.
What's our time check, Grant? How are we doing right now? How far along are we? How many minutes into an episode?
33
minutes. Okay. Then you know what? Actually, I'll save what I wanted to say until later.
Okay. So what should I write a haiku about then? What did we even just talk about? Oh. Rank. Ass, feet, on the slack line, rank ass mouths, from the bottle, check them boys.
Rank ass feet on the slack line, rank ass mouths from the bottle, check them boys.
Check them boys!
Hey, check them boys.
God,
hey.
What a time though. What a time.
Hey, what are we doing now? Hey. I was going to say, what are you doing now, boys who had Toms and drank Nalgene?
That's you,
but
babe.
I said, what are we doing now? That's are we you. All doing that still?
No one's doing that anymore.
No, I actually have an Nalgene, but I wash it now.
Who still wears Toms?
I have an Nalgene, but I wash it now. Someone who still wears Toms?
Let's not make fun of them. Maybe a listener still wears Toms.
I think
it's fine to wear Toms. Just make sure they're not stinky. That's all.
Here's the problem.
And be honest with yourself. Are they stinky?
No, Toms are socks.
And can I say something else?
How many days can you wear socks in
a row?
Can
I say something else? Will you sniff check your Birkenstocks as well, listeners?
Bro. Especially if your Birkenstocks are incredibly stinky, be honest with yourself about that. Be honest with yourself, and actually, maybe you've gone nose blind, ask a friend.
And which of your shoes are stinky, and be honest with yourself about the material of your socks.
Now that we're saying this, I do need new gym shoes, I think. Anyway, hey, so each and every... Oh! Before we do our voice memo...
What's this?
Guys, we were so slow on this. This was sent around the holidays. This was sent mid-December.
What? What is it?
And we didn't... get it because it went to where we have the mail sent, which is an office space that is not where our studio is, blah, blah, blah. But we got sent one of my new favorite things that's ever happened on this podcast. We got sent a Christmas card.
What?
From some adoits.
Who? Oh.
Oh, hold on. Give
me,
hold on.
Why won't you let me touch it?
Hold on. I'm going to botch the last name. But it is Merry Christmas from... The Parizeaus, P-A-R-I-Z-E-A-U.
You guys.
P-E-N-I-N-S-U-L-A.
Totally. You guys are beautiful in the face and body, by the way. And your dog
I'm
going to
put
cuter.
This up here because Wait. They gave me permission to.
Oh, I was going to say, did you get permission?
Grant, are we in focus on this?
Oh.
Is this working? Good. Okay. So from the Parizeaus
Guys, thanks for sending a card.
Hey. First time mailer. First of all, it starts with, hey.
Hey.
Love
and,
that.
And also and to an you. Hey.
And that's an adoit. Hey, first time mailer, long time listener. I've been tuning in since like episode 5, maybe. My best friend, Julia, who sent in her audio about her trying to get over a boy that she was never romantic with.
Classic.
We helped Julia with that. Absolutely solved Julia's problem. Showed me the podcast and I have been forever changed. Anyway, here's a Christmas card from my family to yours. My name is Kaylee and that's my husband, Steven, and our dog, Cowboy. Shout out, Cowboy! If you're ever in the San Diego area, please come meet Cowboy. You'll love him, I promise. Guaranteed we love Cowboy.
I actually think that a hug from Cowboy would fix my day.
It would fix a lot of things. If you're ever in San Diego, please come meet Cowboy. You'll love him, I promise. Feel free to show our picture to the camera.
Cute.
So I can get my 15 minutes of fame.
Yay!
Thank you so much. The Parizeaus. And if you want to send a voice memo so we can fix how to say your name, if
that
I said it wrong,
wonderful.
But I think it's the Parizeaus. But I'm so sorry we didn't give you 15 minutes, but that was probably about a minute 30 of fame.
And that's what we can offer.
And when we say you wanted 15 minutes of fame and we gave you
a minute 30 of something
airtime. I'm not sure we can call it fame. Okay, thank you so much to the... if anyone wants to send a Christmas card any time of the year, that actually kind of rips for us.
Or
okay.
Any other card. I genuinely, like, it makes me feel like happy to be alive.
We should be doing cards for other holidays. Like, we could be sending out
if
a
you
President's
guys could send
Day
us
card.
Your Easter's card, Easter's cards,
your Easter's cards.
Send us your Easter's cards, please.
You've been sending us voice memos of problems you're having, and we've been solving these problems through the power of beautiful music, or at the very least,
music.
This one comes in from our friend and adoit, Tommy.
Hi, Ellie, Gabe, and Grant. This is Tommy, your listener from the Netherlands. Listen to everything. Like, didn't start from the beginning, like somewhere maybe at the 10th episode, and then listen to everything back or something.
Oh, my God, Tommy.
So I did hear everything.
I'm sorry.
I have a very Ellie-related issue, I think.
Okay.
3 years ago, a bit of...
Trigger warning for you. Sorry.
An Ellie-related issue. Yeah. Tommy, be so careful.
Trigger warning. Trigger warning, it's about dogs.
By the way, Tommy is so cute already.
3 years ago now.
Let me back
my
up.
Dog
oh, okay.
died.
Okay.
And then, yeah, here we go. Sorry.
3 years ago.
That happened to me too.
3 years ago now, my dog died. Mm-hmm. And that is the exact same day that I got with my girlfriend.
Oh.
And now every year on our anniversary, I'm also crying. So,
right.
Yeah. That sometimes brings down the mood because I'm literally always crying on our anniversary because... That's when my dog died, and apparently I'm still not fully over that.
That's
or will
okay.
I ever be?
It's okay.
So, That's my issue.
Okay.
Tommy.
First of all, you just
witnessed me. You just witnessed me panicking mid voice memo going, we got that voice memo like the week after the episode.
When my dog died.
When your dog died. And I waited to try to be nice. And then also just now I was kind of panicking.
I was just telling someone. No, I'm totally fine. I was just telling someone about Biggie dying. And I was explaining the story of how you took me to the In-N-Out that didn't have a drive-thru right after Biggie died. Yeah. And I'm trying to tell a funny story, but I can feel tears going into my eyes.
Yeah.
And so I'm like sitting there being like, ha ha. And I can tell that people can tell I'm crying. It wasn't a fun, it didn't land. Tommy.
We love when boys cry.
We really do love when boys cry.
Even romantically, it's kind of adorable to us, so.
We love when boys cry.
We love when boys cry.
I think, Tommy, you can take a lesson from the Method Actor's Handbook. You can just use the tears. You can have them be fueled by the dog, but then you can make them about anything else, Tommy. You could say, wow, it's just so beautiful that we've had these many years together, and that's what's making me cry. No one knows why you're crying, so you can say, oh my gosh, I'm just so moved by the rainbow on the day of our anniversary, and I just love you so much, and it's making me feel overwhelmed. It's a happy, happy cry, so just relabel the tears. Just relabel them. No one knows what they're actually coming
you just
from.
Need to
boys cry.
All you gotta do
we
is
love
lie.
When boys lie.
Oh my god, perfect.
We love when boys lie. Just lie, Tommy.
Boys, all you gotta do is lie.
Honestly, though, if I was dating a man, I was going to say if I was dating Tommy, but Tommy's taken. I'm not hitting on you, Tommy.
Hey, Tommy's girl better watch out.
Tommy, I'm not hitting on you. Please, please.
Tommy's girl better be careful. Tommy, Allie's about to give Tommy's girl something to cry about.
I'm coming for your man.
Yeah, he'll be crying about the dog on the anniversary, and she'll be crying about Allie on the anniversary.
No. What I was going to say was, if I was dating a person who was like, I'm so sad and moved by how much I loved this creature and the fact that they're not here anymore. Mm-hmm. That's making my heart grow three sizes.
No, totally. It's a sweetness. There's a softness. Also, hey, why do we say the Netherlands and they, the people whose country it is, say the Netherlands? Why did we change it to a TH?
I think because that's their accent and our accent.
Yeah, but their accent is the right one because that's the country that it is.
Yeah, but we're not pronouncing any country with that country's accent. I'm not going to France.
You're not saying España? Every single time I'm having tapas, it's from España. I don't know why we're not doing this.
I'm not going to Brazil.
And every time I'm having fish, it's from the Netherlands.
Sure, I mean, feel free.
What do they have there? Fast people in the Olympics, huh? I was thinking through, you know how the Netherlands, Netherlands.
Wait, don't you know they have Zara Larsson?
Sure. You know how, probably. The Netherlands, their flag is like, aren't they also red, white, and blue? But then they all just dress in orange at all the like.
That's kind of a cool.
Isn't that sick?
It's cool.
Orange is not in their flag. And then they're just like, yeah, but we're orange everywhere. So everyone knows who we are and who we're for.
Grant, can you tell me where Zara Larsson's from?
Midnight Sun.
It's so loud in my ears. That's where the sound goes. My ears is where the sound goes, dude.
Midnight Sun.
Okay. Anyway,
where is she from?
I do love that. How wonderful!
She's really struggling with the internet today.
You do have like.
Grant gets a laptop for the first time ever.
I'm connected to Gabe's I'm connected to Gabe's hotspot and it's not working. For some reason.
She's Swedish anyway, so this was all a bust.
Al. I know that sometimes I get stressed about the way the sound goes into my ears, but I do think that...
Okay, shut up.
It's really ultimately a beautiful voice, and I'm just so glad that you are here to help lead this podcast vocally and ideologically, and I'm just so glad that you're here, and it's like Anyway, unrelated, I think we should rank the brothers.
I just burped into the mic. That was not okay.
No, literally.
Yeah! Shout out Lawrence.
Shout out Lawrence.
Better than we could ever even dream of.
Hey, can we, you know what? Hey, real quick before you rank the brothers, can we open for Lawrence?
No.
Hey, Lawrence, can we open for you?
No.
Your fans, there would never be, you. They would never have more of a gratefulness and a thankfulness and an appreciation
for you
of
coming
what
on
you guys
stage.
Do
yeah.
than have a
actually,
way worse version of you open for you.
That would be a sick business plan.
It'd be a really good move, I think.
Is the opener is like this. Y'all lucky we're not this.
Y'all lucky we're not this.
You're welcome for us not being this.
No, totally.
Okay, the number one brother this week is Gabe. That's because I wanted so bad to see my niece yesterday for Valentine's Day. And that made me say, let's have brunch for Valentine's Day, which forced my brother to host a brunch yesterday for Valentine's Day. And he did. And that was really nice. And I loved it. And I got to cuddle with the baby. And I got to tell her, I love you. Happy Valentine. Every year for the rest of your life, you should expect flowers and gifts and showering of love.
Damn. We went to... Well, I'm glad to have been the brother. We went to a pizzana last night.
Gabe made a reservation at a pizza place and keeps using the word pizzana to make it seem more fancy.
It is fancier than a pizza place. It is. You think
we went to a pizzana?
Yeah. Is
it called Papa John's?
No. It's literally called pizzana. Oh,
okay.
That's the name of the restaurant.
Okay.
Pizzana. That's what it's called. Anyway, we went there. Carmen sat in her little high chair and she had her little Valentine's Day sweater on that you saw, which is like tiny little hearts everywhere.
She's so cute, you guys.
And she has just discovered, well, not just, it's been a couple months now, but she's very professional, very adept at waving. Al just stifled a yawn. Can't even listen to me talk for more than three sentences without yawning. She literally can't listen to me speak on this podcast, which we've all decided to do together, without yawning. She can't. Anyway, Woo! So Carmen's sitting in her high chair, and she's like, all the people that are working, she's waving at them, and I'm feeding her meatball.
Oh,
I'm feeding her ricotta.
Ricotta.
I'm feeding her. The only thing, we thought maybe there was some honey in the salad, so we didn't do that.
Gotta keep her little tummy safe.
Gotta keep her little tummy. Yeah, what happens if you give a baby honey?
It's tummy, bad, I think.
Like, I know it's bad, but I'm like, what is so bad in honey? Anyway, it's healing for the whole rest of your life, but not for baby life.
Yeah.
Anyway, stifling another yawn. This is absolutely miserable to co-host a podcast with someone yawning in your face.
I actually am not meaning to yawn. It's involuntary.
No, I know. That's what's worse.
Grant, do you want
to... You're not choosing to yawn. That's what's worse.
No, I know.
It's a biological response that you can't control.
We're both victims to it.
No. Just me.
We're both victims.
Just me, victim.
Okay.
That's like you saying, That's like me hitting your knee, doing the doctor test on your knee, you kicking me and saying, we're both victims. No.
In that instance, we'd both be victims. Yeah.
I've been kicked.
And I had to kick. I'm sorry.
No. Unacceptable.
I don't take joy in the fact that I
anyway,
can't stop yawning.
The beautiful little child was at the restaurant and everyone was so nice to her and she was waving at all these people that were working there. She was waving, she was having meatball. She was waving at this older gay couple near us. She waved at one of the guys and the guy who was facing away was like, "Who is it?" I heard him go, "Who is it?" And the other one went, "It's a baby." And I was like, they are having a bad Valentine's
Day. You know, they're like, we can't be running into someone we know right now.
No, totally.
He's like, who the fuck are you
waving
at?
The one facing away was like, who
is it? It's a baby.
And the other one was like, it's a baby.
It's been so long since I've been in a couple.
So funny.
It's been so long since I've been in a couple. There's like a stage of coupleship where you're like, you're first starting out and you're like gabbing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then there's a point where you go out to eat and you're sort of just like sitting there quietly because yeah. You've already talked about all the stuff.
Well, yes. And then right now we've entered a phase where we sit down and we realize it's like the first time that we've looked at each other in the face in like a week. Because in this phase for Lauren and I, it's so side by side, so much shit to do that like we're not... We don't even look like
it's kind of romantic.
We cheer, yeah, yes. We cheersed at Valentine's Day the other day. We cheersed, and I literally went, "Hi," and she was like, "Yeah, hi." It's like so.
And you were like, "Oh my god, you have dimples."
I was like, "Hey, I'm Gabe. Nice to meet you. We've been working together on this baby project forever, and I don't really know where you're from or who you are or what your vibe is. Anyway." Baby stuff is crazy. So we're wrapping things up to say thank you so much for listening to this podcast. No greater transition than than me talking. Allie yawning. Grant, you won't see it on the Grant cam, but Allie's yawning at me. I'm telling a story about the baby. Grant's doing wrap it up. Allie's yawning. No no better way to absolutely thud an episode
Gabe's
closed.
Talking. Gabe's telling a story for the first time in the podcast today, and Grant's in the background going, wrap it up.
He's going... We don't let you talk, bro. We don't want you to do talking.
My God.
Al's yawning.
The wind from my sails.
We're so glad you listened to this podcast.
We love you so much. Thank you for the Christmas card. Thank you for the voice
Shout
notes.
Out to the Perizos. If I'm saying it wrong, that's so funny for me to shout you out like 50 times in the episode.
Shout
wrong.
Out to you guys and to you and yours. And we love you guys so much.
We love
Come
you guys
back
so
next
much.
Week. We're going to say something just as dumb.
I said it at the very beginning of this episode, but I have announced it this week that I'm re-releasing my special on a brand new YouTube page of mine. Please go subscribe to that and check that out. The special was on a streaming service, and now we've pulled it down so that we can make it easier for everyone to watch. Easy and free, and you don't have to get a new app because I know you have YouTube. We want you to be able to see this special.
We
so that's coming out
YouTube.
February 25th. Thank you so much for listening. Please share this. Create more adoits. The more adoits we have, the longer the show can go and the more fun we can have being absolutely crazy. Always remember.
Millennial heart, Gen Z heart.
Piper, put your shoes on. And to our youngest listeners.
Yeah, we gotta go.
We gotta go.